Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
It's going to be a good Tuesday when you start the show off with our Broncos insider, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline. Oh, boy. Wow. Look at that. It's a little early for the live studio audience, but when it comes to Zach Stevens, they get pumped up. Zach, my man, how are you?
Brady, I gotta say, man, starting the day off great with you. And hey, congratulations on those awards you brought home last week.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate it, man. And honestly, it's the great insiders like you that allow us to kind of be this nice hub for so many sports fans throughout Northern Colorado, throughout the state. And we're lucky enough to get great insiders like yourself, man. So we couldn't do it without you, my friend.
No, well, I'm just so pumped to be joining you on a weekly basis.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy, too. You've got some Broncos media stuff coming up later today, so we were able to I completely spaced it. I'm like, Zach, let's do 140 on a Monday, but the Rockies were playing. Hey, we'll step aside. The Rockies get the win, and I think Russell Wilson's rubbing off on the Rocks. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. That good juju there on Monday or on Friday, although it didn't work on Friday. But, hey, I would love it if the Rockies stole some spotlight from the Broncos, because that would mean the Rockies are relevant.
No question. I mean, so far, they've never lost a series this season so far. So we're excited about it. Zach, let's get into this, man. Is the ownership situation starting to come into full focus here? Is it going to be Mr. Walmart? Is it going to be Rob Walton? What are we thinking?
Boy, it really feels like that, Brady. So this past Friday, initial bids were due to get into the conversation. And Rob Walton, of course, like you said, part of the Walmart family, was in that conversation. He had a bid over $4 billion. And that's the starting point for where the Broncos are going to be sold. That is at least $4 billion. And when we talk about Rob Walton, if he wants the team, it's going to be his. And the reason for that is he's not just a billionaire. He is one of the richest people in the world. In fact, Bloomberg estimated his net worth was in the $60 million range this year. That would put him as the 18th highest or richest person in the world. And when we compare that to other people bidding on the Broncos, it is not even close. You have Robert F. Smith, who is potentially in the bidding for the Broncos, and he's one of the wealthiest guys along with Rob Walton. I think his net value is right around $5 to $7 billion, and we're talking about $60 to $70 billion with Rob Walton. So if he wants it, the team is his, and the initial indication is he did put that bid in, so he wants it. And again, he can just outbid anyone. And if one thing that the NFL has liked in the past, specifically recently, is they've liked to sell the team to one person. Well, Rob Walton doesn't need to put a group together. He can pay that off and still have billions, tens of billions, in fact, left over.
Zach, what do you know about Rob? I mean, again, for everything that you're saying and the more we're hearing about it, it just seems like he's jumping up there as the front runner. What do you know about Rob? What kind of guy? Can you tell us anything so far about him? Because I think that's the big thing fans want to know. Is he going to be a really hands-on guy, hands-off guy? What can you tell us?
And that's kind of the biggest question, and something we truly won't know until he takes over the team, if he does buy it, is just how hands-on, hands-off he'll be. Will he be jumping over George Payton and making draft picks, or will he sit back and let George Payton do his thing? One of the things we do know, he's very successful in everything he's done. He even has a little Pat Bowlen to him in terms of an outdoorsman. Just like Pat, he performed in the Hawaii Ironman as well. So a big outdoorsman. And Brady, it just comes back to the money. The money is just insane. So obviously I talked about how much wealthier he is than every other person bidding on the Broncos, but he would instantly come in and be the richest owner in the NFL, not even close. His $60 to $70 billion would trump everyone else by far. The wealthiest owner right now, David Tepper, he's worth just under $17 billion. So we're talking about a guy who's worth four times more than the richest owner in the NFL. In fact, he would be the third wealthiest owner in all of sports across the world. So when it comes to that, that's what we're talking about with Rob Walton, is a guy that would have endless amounts of money, and it would go beyond just the football field. It would go with building a new stadium. It would go with building, you know, not just a new stadium, but it would go with building a whole complex potentially out by DIA. And so the money would be endless with him, and that is something that is really important in sports if you want to have that upper hand.
Well, and I think what's exciting, too, when you talk about the money, maybe the fans that are like, Denver especially, right, paying for a new stadium, is that the first move that you want to make coming in here? But when you get a guy that's as rich as Walton, I think fans kind of maybe look at it and go, wow, that guy might be able to just write a check and go for it. I mean, that's kind of the craziest part about it, and I think that puts some fans' minds at ease, believe it or not.
Yeah, it really should. And there's so many different things that, of an owner. But at the end of the day, you hope he's a good guy. He or she is a good guy. You hope that they really give back to the community, not just in terms of community things that they do and giving money and building resources for the community, but also giving back to the community by investing in the team and making sure that winning is the number one most important thing. And this is just speculation on my end, but at 77 years old, wanting to buy an NFL franchise, I can't imagine that would be for a financial investment where he would want to see this grow to $8 billion before he passes away. I'm sure at this point he would want it to be competitive, to own an NFL team and do well, and he would have the financial resources to do that. So I wouldn't think he would be nickel and diming with $70 billion this organization.
So, all right, Zach, what will we know? I mean, when will we know? We've been talking about this for a long time now, and I think most of Broncos country is just kind of ready to get this rocking and rolling.
Yeah, so like I said, the first round of bids to kind of get your foot in the door, those were due this past Friday. So now the Broncos kind of have their initial list together. And 2 weeks ago, Joe Ellis said it's between 5 and 20 potential bidders. So we know there's a good amount of bidders there. And over these next 6 weeks or so, they're going to whittle down that list. And in around roughly 6 weeks is going to be the final bid process. So we could really know the next owner's name by the end of May, and then what will happen from then until the time that they officially take over is that transition period. Is the other owners in the NFL approving whoever the Broncos name to be the next person? The NFL approving it, making sure, going through the vetting process. And then that's the goal of having that person in place and actually being the owner and taking control by the start of the season. But we don't have to wait till the start of the season to know who it's going to be. We could really know within the next 6 weeks.
Wow. How about that? I know that I'm just ready to be done with it, Zach. I mean, it's been fun to follow. And of course, you've been digging in and I've enjoyed reading up on that aspect. But I think a lot of fans are just ready to go with it. On the notes on the stadium, I did want to ask you if you've heard any updates with the fire situation a couple of weeks ago, with the chairs and everything. Where are we at there? Are we looking okay? Like everything could be ready by the time the season starts?
Yeah, not good, unfortunately. Oh, Brady. And yes, it's that fire not just damaged hundreds of seats, but it damaged the structure. And with the way the world is right now with supply chain issues, that's backing the process up. But on top of it, just how big of a job it is. I mean, there's foundational pieces of steel that have to be replaced. Some of the concrete has to be replaced. And, of course, it impacted 14 suites as well. So this is something that the Broncos are not saying will necessarily be done by the beginning of the season, which is just – it's crazy since it happened in last week of March that it wouldn't be done. But that's a very realistic possibility.
So what would they do? I mean, would you just kind of – if you would not sell that section? Or, I mean, what would that look like if it's not all ready to go? How many chairs are we talking?
Yeah, we're talking about hundreds. And the big thing, especially for the owner of the team, whoever it is, the suites are the big moneymaker, because suites, you get to keep 100% of those profits as a team, whereas the rest of the seats, you have to share that profit with the other 32 teams in the NFL. But you get to keep 100% profit. And if 14 suites are damaged, I don't expect 14 suites to not be open by the time regular season starts. But if a couple of those still aren't fixed and you can't sell those, that's eventually just going to hurt the owner's pocketbook. But in terms of a home field advantage, it's really not going to hurt the Broncos much. So we're talking about this hurting the next owner more than really the fans, since it's only going to be a couple of hundred seats.
Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos joining us. All right, Zach, let's get into some X's and O's. The Kareem Jackson move, you know, those are the two big names, Kareem Jackson and Melvin Gordon. I know a lot of Broncos fans are pumped to see Denver lock him up, because that rules out a few questions, because I thought the safety position, they were so strong there last year. Getting that safety position solidified and locked in, I think, is a big thing for this defense next season.
It really is. Now you don't have a hole at safety at all. I still love the development of Caden Stearns and what he can do, but now he gets another year. And also, the Broncos are expected to play more dime this year, which means six defensive backs. And the way you look at it, obviously you're going to have Ronald Darby, Pat Surtain as your outside corners. You're going to have Kwan Williams as your inside corner. And then you're obviously going to have Kareem Jackson and Justin Simmons as your safeties. But I don't think you then go to a fourth corner to be that dime player. I think you go to Caden Stearns because of how efficient he was last year. And so he gets to continue to develop while you also get your really, really, really dominant safety duo back for another year. And, man, I feel a little bad for Kareem Jackson, because I just feel like this is such a great value play from the Broncos. I mean, $2 million base, the potential to earn up to $5 million. Look, I'm not feeling bad for him right now, because that's still a lot of money in real terms. But the Broncos just keep getting deals on Kareem Jackson, and I think it sets up great for this defense again.
You know, in this world, too, in this market, in the NFL, you do tend to see players that are, if they feel slighted, you know, maybe they aren't getting paid what they're worth, they might take the deal somewhere else, because, you know, it's just harder to take with the team you've been with for a while. But Kareem keeps coming back, and you know what? The Broncos aren't complaining.
No, they certainly aren't. And I think, you know, Kareem's been here for 3 years now, and now he's saying, well, shoot, I don't want to take a discount, but look, I've been on this team when they've been bad. Am I really going to leave when they're good now? I have a home
right
here. I like Denver. I'm settled in. I like where this defense is at, specifically playing next to Justin Simmons. Okay, fine. I don't want to leave just when it's about to be a fun time to be here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that would be terrible. Walk out the next day and see what Russell Wilson can do. What's the status of Melvin Gordon? I feel like the Ravens-Gordon thing really picked up some steam.
Yeah, it did pick up some steam. And obviously, right before then, Melvin Gordon hired a new agent. So I don't think he's in any pressing rush to sign a deal. He wants his new agency to be very aggressive for him. Feels like his old agency was not being aggressive. And when you talk about aggressive and a bigger money contract, I don't think the Broncos are interested in that. The Broncos, from my understanding, would want Gordon back, but it would have to be at, you know, a good value again, just like they got Kareem. And it does not appear that's what Melvin's searching for. On top of, he doesn't really want to be the second fiddle to Javonte Williams, and that's what he would be if he came here.
So interesting. You know, we just talked about Kareem Jackson, and maybe he's like, oh, I'll keep taking discounts because I've been here when they were bad. I want to be here when they're good. Then you look at Melvin Gordon, it's kind of different. And again, I know he'd be more of a second fiddle. Kareem likely still a starter. But it is interesting because you do get that mindset. Certain players, you know, and I'm not disagreeing necessarily, but some players are saying, hey, I want to get as much money as I possibly can before I retire. Guys like Kareem Jackson are saying, you know what, I want to see if I can get a ring on my finger, get a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting, just the mind of a player? What do you value the most? Do you value guaranteed money? Do you value the deal that's going to last for 5 years? And it's really interesting, especially when you look at guys like Bobby Wagner, the 5-year, $80 million deal he got. We're like, oh my gosh, that's huge. And then you boil it down, and it's really 2 years, about $25 million. And like, okay, that's a lot more reasonable there. But he clearly valued the possibility of having a massive deal. Guys like Kareem Jackson, 1 year, $5 million with just $2 million guaranteed. It's very, very different. And Melvin Gordon, there was a report out there that his value was 1 year, $2.5 million. I heard from sources that he's expecting to get way more than that. And it's just interesting where that's going to play out, especially we're sitting here a month into free agency, and he hasn't signed anywhere. Typically, that means your value is going to go down.
Talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, last thought for you. Russell Wilson. I was at the Nuggets game last week when he was sitting courtside. He's signing footballs. He's throwing them to fans. He's having a catch with Rocky. And then you see him throw out the first pitch with the Rockies. He was at the Nuggets game again the other night. He's completely buying in. And I know it's one thing to see players and coaches go out and attend stuff, and it's nice to see it. But don't you just get the sense that Russell Wilson is the kind of guy that if I'm going to move here, I am going to absolutely 100% make myself a fixture in the community?
Oh, absolutely. And it is so smart that he is doing that because, look, fans were buying in already. But now the Denver community is fully buying in to Russell Wilson and what he is and what he can do for this community. And I absolutely love it. Look, Nuggets game, like you said, throwing balls, being very public that he was there. Then he's at opening day for the Rockies. And I think he went to another Nuggets game. I mean, he is just buying into the community and doing it 100% right. And also, before he even signed with the Broncos, the day before, he was over at Children's Hospital giving back to the community. He's going to have a big impact.
He's a great guy. I mean, he really is. And I love it. I mean, we root big time for Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. We know what kind of guy he is. And I'm not saying this about anybody else, but when they're just actively a good guy, it's easier to root for. And obviously, Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer. So, boy, Zach, I know your beat is the Broncos and you do it better than anybody, but it's exciting in the state, isn't it? You got the Nuggets and the Warriors going to the playoffs, meeting up on Saturday. The Rockies so far on pace to win the rest of their games, it looks like. And then, of course, you got the Avalanche, favorites to win the Stanley Cup. And now you've got the Broncos back where they should be, at least for now. It's a great time to be in the state of Colorado as a sports fan.
Oh, it's a fantastic time. And, you know, now we can actually have that conversation. What team is going to win
right.
a championship next? And the Broncos, Broncos, Nuggets, and Avs are all legitimately in that conversation. And, hey, if this 3-1 start continues, then the Rockies will be in that conversation as well.
No question. You know what? You inspired me. I'll credit you for this. We're going to do another poll question about that at some point this week. So you're getting the sign off on that. What do you think of my, and again, it's not like a record-breaking prediction here. I just think with the Broncos moves and the fact that Tyreek Hill's gone from Kansas City, are the Broncos the favorite to win the AFC West, or am I off my rocker?
I don't think you're off your rocker at all. Now, I think the Chargers also have to be put in that conversation because when you talk about teams, the Chargers may have the best team right now, especially they have just the most chemistry. Broncos are right there. And then, of course, like you said, you can't write off the Chiefs because of Mahomes, but they have taken a step back and their roster is pretty weak.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. The West is going to be fun. We're going to see some great football either way for the Broncos when they square off against the Chargers, Chiefs, and Raiders. So going to be a blast. Zach, my man, appreciate your time. So what's in store for us today with Broncos media stuff? Anything big we should be expecting?
You know, we're going to talk to some players, and typically they bring out the big dogs first. So I wouldn't be shocked to see us talking to Russell Wilson in just about 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, ask great questions as you always do, my man, and we'll look out for your thoughts and coverage on Twitter and DNVR Broncos.
Right on. I appreciate it, Brady. Thank you.
All right, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. He is our Broncos insider. Fantastic guy. Wonderful work by him, as always. Rob Walton. Maybe the guy. Sounds like he's going to be the guy. Going to buy the Broncos. How are we feeling? I don't care. As long as he's not Jerry Jones. As long as he's not going to change what George Payton is doing. Let George Payton work. Leave him in his laboratory and let him work. Jades, before we break, we got a lot of big stories today. Jades has been all over it. Let's go here first. Big story of the day presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Boy, this has got to be the last straw for Dan Snyder, right? ESPN reported this morning, Congress says Washington Commanders appear to have broken financial laws, owe money to visiting teams, and season ticket holders. What is happening? The U.S. House Oversight Committee, that's when you know, all right, this is getting really big here. This is not just NFL. They sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission saying it found evidence the NFL's Washington Commanders engaged in unlawful financial conduct. In the letter obtained by the Associated Press, the committee said the team withheld ticket revenue from visiting teams and refundable ticket deposits from season ticket holders. Now, there's a lot more to this, and I want to get to it, but isn't this the worst? There's a lot of stuff going on with Washington. the investigation, the Gruden emails that came out of that investigation, and there's a lot more. But if the owners are supposed to be this, like, perfect chain of money-making, and then you've got a guy in here that's withholding money and withholding ticket deposits and revenue, then isn't that it? Aren't we done here with Dan Snyder and probably any links to him at this point? Boy, that's got to be, you got to think that it's overtime. 25 minutes after the hour, our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. With the recent transfer portal news and David Roddy testing his draft status, are you concerned about next season for CSU Rams hoops? Kendall Moore flip-flopped. He was coming back to CSU. Then he entered the portal. We know DeShawn Thomas is now playing for Montana. Jalen Lake is gone. So we're going to talk about this coming up in the next segment. We'll also hit some Jamal Murray news. Nuggets, Golden State, Game 1, all that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.